For a long time, Hill's corps, which had been the last to leave Fredericksburg, had been Lee's rear element far behind Longstreet's corps. But the two rebel corps had since changed positions. James Longstreet now trailed behind A.P. Hill. But Babcock and the Union signal officers observing the Confederate movement didn't realize a switch had occurred. When they saw Hill's corps cross the Potomac, they assumed it was still following Longstreet's corps, and thus all of Lee's army was on the north side of the river and in Maryland. In fact, Longstreet's corps on June 24th was still in Virginia, some 45 miles south of where it would cross the Potomac. Longstreet wouldn't get his men over the river until 2 days later. A disinformation campaign Lee had waged to deceive Hooker on the location of his different corps added to the confusion. Babcock's bad intelligence, however, ended up having a good result. Hooker's army crossed the Potomac hours ahead of Lee's, and, unknown to the rebel commander, got a jump on him in what turned out to be a race for crucial position at the point where the two would clash, Gettysburg. 2 more days passed before Lee learned that Hooker had stolen a march on him and was no longer in Virginia. On June 25th, the Confederate commander had imprudently allowed Stuart to take much of his cavalry on a wide sweep east around the entire Potomac Army to keep Lee informed on enemy movements. For a week, however, Lee heard not a word from his valuable cavalry chief. Stuart left behind 2 cavalry brigades under an incompetent brigadier general named Beverly H. Robertson, who failed abysmally at the outset to screen Lee's movements or to detect Hooker's crossing the Potomac. When Lee and his headquarters element forded the river at Williamsport and then crossed the Mason-Dixon line into Pennsylvania, it was as if he had entered a dark room with no candlelight. The countryside was rich to feed his army, but Pennsylvanians were not friendly. Away from his Virginia base, Lee had no access to his spy networks. Stuart was absent, and in the week to come, Robertson did not get any better at collecting intelligence. Lee faced an information blackout.